Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
game time!
Good afternoon, family and friends. This is another PCP Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, MH Scott, and promising you another wonderful, wonderful, wonderful show today. As always, you know, take the time to get out that pen and paper and make sure you got something to write some good copious notes on, because the information that I share with you and try to share with you each and every week is information that can not only help you as a parent, but also can help your child, your family, and our community as a whole. Because, you know, these little things that go on day in and day out, you know, with the recent tragedy of the young man down there in Florida, Trayvon Martin, you know, he could have been a ball player on his way to school. I think I seen some earlier photos of him in a football uniform of some sort. So that means he may have had aspirations at some point in time becoming a ball player and moving on and doing bigger and better things with his life. So, you know, on that note, like I said, it can not only help you, your child, your family, but it can also help the community, help us help you here at the Parents Coaching Parents Network. You know, we're going to talk about something here today that caught my attention a few weeks back, and I meant to talk about it then, but I didn't get a chance to, so I figure I'll go ahead and share a little something with you right now, and just to get a feel for what the audience think. At any point in time you decide to call in and chime in on the conversation, you can reach us at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. And we're more than welcome to bring you on the line and let you share your thoughts with the world as far as what we're talking about here today. Well, parents, what we're going to talk about here today is something that, like I said, caught my attention some time ago. And just want to know what would be your thoughts if that happened. And I'll share that with you when we come back from talking to my man, Mr. Keith Wright. Where you at, Keith? But we're experiencing some technical difficulties. We got to get out.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Like my man Keith said, he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. Well, parents, what I want to talk about here today, and hopefully I'll get some of you to chime in on this conversation, because this is something that, bothers me to some degree, that I felt as though it was a topic to address on the air. It's not that I'm up here ranting, raving, you know, or just having little conniption fits or whatever, or just tripping. I'm just bringing up a point that I felt as though that needs to be addressed, and even more so amongst us as parents of athletes. Our children are involved in sports. You know, let's talk about this here recent situation where a young man was getting ready to start a basketball contest. And, some post-game play was getting ready to take place. So, in other words, they were involved in a tournament. And all of a sudden, for whatever reason, the young man was asked, during the time that they were out there warming up on the court, was asked to come back to the locker room. And when he came back to the locker room, local authorities arrested him. Now, I'm stopping, I'm scratching my head. We're like minutes away from tip-off. And he goes back to the locker room and local authorities arrest him. All right. Okay. I'm trying to figure out what crime was committed which warranted him to be arrested at that particular time. I look at an article that was in the paper and it talks about how the coach of the men's basketball team said that he didn't learn about the player's DUI arrest last summer until after last night's game. Okay. I'm quite sure you would have learned about it the minute that you went to call your starting lineup and realized that your key player wasn't on the floor. So at that time, that's when you learned about it. Or even more so, my question would have been, when they called the player back there to the locker room, knowing that the police was there for that sole purpose, then why wasn't the head coach notified of that situation at that time? Why wasn't the athletic director notified of that situation at that time? Why wasn't anyone in authority, of authority, notified of that situation at that time? And by that time, you have already drawn attention to the situation. Because the young man was out there warming up on the floor. Next thing you know, he's asked to come back to the locker room, gets back there to the locker room to see local authorities back there about to read him his Miranda. You know, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law, so on and so forth. That bothers me. Really bothers me, especially seeing that the DUI in question took place back in August of 2011. And I'm wondering if he was detained during that time period. And if so, why the school didn't know anything about it. That really, you know, that throws a whole lot of questions in my mind as far as, you know, what goes on at some of these schools. And I'm quite sure a lot of these coaches put the word out there to our children that in the event that you are arrested, apprehended, whatever, incarcerated, you are to let someone on the coach's staff know what's going on or what's happening. You know, that way, whatever opportunity they need to provide for you to adequately take care of any classes that you may have or other issues that you may have, you may need to travel to attend court or whatever, to a distant city, distant state, or whatever, then they know what's going on. But, you know, for that coach to state that he was unaware until the end of the game. Let me tell you something. Let me say this, and I definitely welcome any parents or any conversation from anybody today on this particular stuff. Give us a call at 646-929-2416. Let me say this. The community in which this took place is not a very huge community. We're not talking New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, Miami, whatever. We're not talking that type of environment. We're talking a very small area where they have a number of clumped up cities all mixed up into one little area, and they're broken down into five different names to identify themselves as that particular city. So, all in all, we may be talking about, at best, and I say it's a very small area because you can actually be willing to bet you can drive from one end of this area to another end of this area in every bit of 30 minutes, if that. Straight shot, Brian, no traffic in your way. You can start from one state line, drive across to another state line in about 30 minutes, or from one state line, drive across to where we have a number of tunnels and bridges in about 30 minutes at the most. Okay, benefit of the doubt, let's say 40 minutes, 45 minutes. So that tells you that the state in its, this area in itself is not a very big area, but it has five cities contained in that one little small location. So I say that to say this. With the area being the size that it is, you have a number of folks that are intermingled. We share information. We talk on a regular basis. So when this incident happened back in August of 2011, then I'm so surprised and extremely surprised that someone in this particular city in which the young man was attending school wasn't notified, or the report didn't get out or something. I'm quite sure that the young man may have identified himself as a student, and if he didn't identify himself as a student, okay, he may have been trying to hide that so that the school didn't hear about it and didn't suspend him. Oh, well, I understand. Don't dismiss him from it. But that may have been the case. Okay, but let's say this. This is a prominent ball player on said team. And being a prominent ball player on that team, he has had media coverage throughout the entire season. If this took place back in August of 2011, and we're now talking about March of 2012, there has been numerous times that this individual's face, name, location, everything else has been displayed on TV. He is a very prominent player. Actually, I would say he's probably the star of the team. So on that note, why wouldn't someone from the distant city's police department identify this young man and realize, okay, this is where we need to check him out, or this is where we need to make the school aware of this particular situation? And let's throw another question out there. Again, please chime in with your questions, thoughts, concerns, comments, whatever you have. 646-929-2416. Let's throw another question out there. okay, you know where the young man is at because you finally tracked him down and finally decided to go out there and pick him up the night of the game. But I'm quite sure you would have been able to pick him up earlier that day as well. Or I'm quite sure that had you notified the school, you would have been able to detain, apprehend whatever this individual following the game or the next morning, whatever the case may be. But to make a statement and say, okay, hey, we're going to go out here and pick this young man up right now. That's a very bold statement. That's a very questionable issue there. That is a very serious concern for me. And I'll tell you why I say that, because that's just as I recently heard when this Trayvon Martin situation took place, and the guy talked about they're not going to get away. No, it's almost like that same type of mindset. Well, we're not going to let him get away. You're not going to let him get away. You know where to find him. You know where he's at. But, and I believe this game, if I'm not mistaken, the game was about to be televised. I can't recall, but I believe the game was about to be televised. So, parents, what do you do in a situation like that? You know, what do you do as a parent? You're sitting there in the stands, and all of a sudden you see your child go back to the locker room, and they don't come back out. And then later on you get wind that he's been arrested and taken down to the local jail. What do you do? You know, of course, naturally your reaction, you know, things may seem a little strange if you're not really paying attention to what's going on, and all of a sudden the starting lineup for the game kicks off and you look up there and notice that your child's not sitting out there in the front. Because, you know, from a parent of a student athlete on a particular team, he or she is sitting close enough where they can put a visual eyeball on their child at any given time during that game. So it's not like you're way up in the nosebleed and just so happen you just didn't spot his number. You're sitting so that you are in a location where you can make eye contact with your child if need be, or, you know, anybody else sitting on the bench. So what do you do? You know, and even more so, when were you notified of this particular situation? There's a whole lot of questions in this here problem in this recent event, and how things unfolded and who knew what, when, and all that other kind of stuff. You know, the student was taken into custody before the team's postseason game, taken into custody right there before the, you know, and the coach statement during the press conference went like this, you know, if we had awareness at any point, we obviously would have had disciplinary actions. We obviously would have taken disciplinary actions. That was the coach's statement during the post-game press conference. As a result, you know, they lost the game because they were missing their key player. You know, needless to say, the kid was released, I think, later on that evening. But the whole point of how it transpired and how it took place, you know, I wish I had a police officer that would call in to say, you know, if they would actually have a chance to do something like this, or not have a chance, but would they have done it in this fashion? You know, again, I say, what type of statement was really being made by this police department when they chose to take on or chose to conduct business in this fashion? You know, what really was their motive? What really was their goal when they decided to do that? Very, 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 very curious to know. So, parents, give me a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. Yep. We'd love to hear from you. Sorry for the pause, but got slightly distracted. Was looking at someone trying to call in. I don't know if they had a question or they just called in and hung up or what happened. But yes, the call. Be very interested to hear what your thoughts is. 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents. Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Well, we're back, and just interesting to know. And you may say, okay, well, you play the same little songs and tunes and all that kind of stuff. For those that have the opportunity to listen, you play the same songs and tunes. And, you know, I have limited songs on my switchboard just for the sole fact of, you know, trying to keep it down to a minimum. But I do have the ability to add and change these songs if necessary. And, you know, as things go along in time, time becomes more and more active here on the PCP network, then we'll start adding a few more extra flavors to our broadcast to make sure that we keep your attention at all times. Well, let's go back to the subject at hand. You know, what's your thoughts, parents? What are your thoughts? Because the simple fact that we have to look at a few things here. Okay, did the coaches know? When did they know? This being a small area, why didn't they know? And when did you find out? And why would your child try to hide this if he or she did try to hide this situation? You know, this is something that really bothers me and really draws attention to the whole question because, you know, all right. Say it wasn't a DUI issue. Say it was something else that took place. Say if the child went out here and got hurt. How soon would you have been notified then? How soon would the school have been notified? How often do these coaches check on our children? You know, if they're there and they know that, you know, our children are there to do what they have to do on the court, on the field, wherever, in the best interest of the school and keep things going at the school as far as the athletic program is concerned, then I think the coach should take a little bit more invested interest in these children and make sure they keep a better track on them and to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do. That's one thing that I really, really, really had in mind when my son took off and went to school some years ago. I wanted to make sure that I turned my son over to a coach that was really going to look out for his best interest, not just use him for what he does on the basketball court, but to also make sure that he looks out for his best interest and try to help him continue his development as a man. Because if you're not doing that, what are you really doing? You know, I hate to look at it, but if you're not really doing that, a football team, let me sidetrack for a second. A football team, you can have 60 to 70-something kids out there on the squad. I think they carry 75 players, I believe, or 65 players, scholarship players. And, you know, they have a number of coaches out there. But all in all, it's a little difficult to keep track of every single one of them. You have to have a serious coaching assignment to keep track of a certain group of kids in order to be successful at that. But now we're talking about a basketball team who, at any given time, have a minimum. Most big Division I programs have a minimum of at least four coaches, and you're only carrying anywhere from 12 to 13 scholarships. You have four coaches. That's not a hard task. The herd develops the base. Sometimes. Let me know your thoughts there. Give us a call this morning, 646, this afternoon at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. We'd love to hear your thoughts on what we're talking about here today. Even more so, love to hear your thoughts on what would you say or do if this happened to you as a parent. Well, parents, if you don't get a chance to listen to us today, catch us next week. We'll always be back up again next week, and hopefully we'll have some more great information for you. We'll always like to share information for you. Get a chance to check us out also. We're putting together a website, putting it up here slowly but surely. But you can check us out at pcpn.info, pcpn.info. And also check out our Facebook page as well under the same name, Parents Coaching Parents. You can find it under that, or you can even find it under PCP Network. PCP Network. Check out our Facebook page. Oftentimes, post some great information up there for you, and just some food for thought type stuff up there as well. All right, parents, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. We haven't heard from anybody today, but that's all right. That's all right. I had a chance to get this information out, and hopefully somebody had a chance to listen to it, and they'll gain something from it. And, again, you can always respond back to us. Shoot us an email, pcphr@aol.com. Well, this has been Parents Coach Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com. Here we go.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.